G'day and welcome to the Music iQuiz podcast, the show where you get to test your musical IQ with me, your host and quizmaster, Anna Burke. Thank you so much for joining me for episode number 30. Turning 30 is often seen as a big milestone, a turning point in life where you say goodbye to the carefree wild times of youth and hello to real adulthood. Mortgages, kids, settling down. Today on the quiz, I thought it would be fun to look at some singers who didn't settle down when they hit 30. Singers who only became famous after turning the big 3-0. So turn your ears on and you'll need to name the singer for each of these 10 tracks. Good luck.
Question 1. Question 2. Question 3.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
Question 4. Question 5.
'Cause there's nothing like your love to get me high. You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey.
Question 6.
How long do I have to wait for you, honey, before a girl like me can move on? Oh, baby, tell me how long do I have to wait for you, honey, before I can say that you're gone? Every hour seems like a day, and every day is like a year.
Question 7.
Suzanne takes you down to her place near the river. You can hear the boats go by. You can spend the night beside her. And you know that she's half crazy, but that's why you wanna be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China. And just when you mean to tell her that you have...
Question 8.
I am smoking on that gas. Life should be on Cinemax. Movie. Bought my boo bigger, bigger than a bigger air. Who he's not, I smoke. Strong that pie pie. Louis V's in my archives. Black diamonds are part-time. Bread up my top down. On the block with a block out. Hit your ass with that block out. Dope enough to go in your nostril.
Question 9.
I'll show you the ropes, kid. Show you the ropes. trailer at my house, my house. I'll show you the ropes, kid, show you the ropes. I bought 15 cases for my house.
Question 10.
Question.
For today's bonus question, I have a mix of 5 songs by artists that all have something in common. Take a listen and see if you can pick the singer for each and tell me what the common thread is. I love to wake up next to you. So we'll piss off the neighbors in the place that feels the tears, the place you lose your fears, yeah.
Where I've been. You know I used to be in 1D, now I'm not free. People want me for one thing, that's not me. I'm not changing the way that I used to be. I just wanna have fun and get rowdy. On coke and Bacardi, sipping lightly. When I walk inside the party, girls on me. F1 type Ferrari, 6 can speed. Girl, I love it when your body grinds on me, baby. You know I love it when the music's loud, but come on, strip that down for me.
Remember, you'll hear the answer to that bonus question in next week's show. But if you can't wait till then, why don't you send me an email and tell me what you came up with for the answer. My email address is musiciquiz@gmail.com and I'll give you a shout out on next week's show. Speaking of shout outs, I got a lovely email from Scott from Renfrew this week. I'm not sure where Renfrew is, but Scott sounds really nice. So thanks for listening, Scott, and hope you keep enjoying the quiz. Okay, let's go through the answers now. This was question number 1. It is Heart of Glass from Blondie. And the singer here in question, of course, is Debbie Harry. Now, Debbie Harry worked as a secretary and dancer before her breakthrough. She was 31 when Blondie released their first album. And not until a few years later did they see worldwide success. Question number 2 is Chandelier from Sia from Australia. She had been in bands here in Australia and written songs for other artists, but she became the famous Sia in 2014 with this song, and she was 39 years old. Question 3 now. This is Bill Withers with Ain't No Sunshine. Now, he was 32 when he released his debut album, which contained this song. And whenever I hear this song, when it gets to the bit where he repeats, I know, I know, I know, I always love to sing along and see if I can get it exactly. So let's have a listen, see if you can do it. Question 4, this is Fight Song from Rachel Platten. And Rachel Platten had been grinding it out in the singer-songwriter scene for over a decade before she released this song, which hit number one at the age of 34. Question five, one of my husband's favourite singers here. This is Chris Stapleton, and this track is called Tennessee Whiskey. Chris Stapleton was a behind-the-scenes songwriter in Nashville for over a decade, again, like Rachel Platten, before he released his debut award-winning solo album at the age of 37.
And honey, I stay strong on your love all the time.
Question six now. This is Sharon Jones. She was in the band Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. This song is called How Long Do I Have to Wait For You? And Sharon Jones spent many years working as a corrections officer and an armoured car guard. How cool is that? Along with occasional musical collaborations with artists like Lee Fields and Bosco Mann. And it wasn't until she was 46 did she gain critical acclaim with the release of Sharon Jones, the Dap Kings' debut album. I remember going to see her live in early 2000s, and it was absolutely amazing. Rest in peace, Sharon.
You said to love me so, but I just don't know how long I can wait. How long do I have to wait for you, honey, before I...
Question seven. This song is called Suzanne, and it is from Leonard Cohen. After a failed stint as a fiction writer, Cohen released his debut album in 1975 at the age of 33.
And just when you mean to tell her that you have no love to give her, then she gets you on her wavelength.
Question number eight, this is No Lie from 2 Chainz, featuring Drake on this track as well. But 2 Chainz initially garnered some recognition as half of Players Circle, which he was part of for 13 years before breaking off as a solo artist. And he was 36 when his debut album containing the song hit number one. And the last question is something to talk about from Bonnie Raitt. And the legend Bonnie Raitt played around the circuits for decades before she released her first commercially successful album, Nick of Time, at the age of 40. And that is the end of the quiz today. Thanks so much for listening. Really appreciate it. If you've got any questions or comments about the show, you can email me at musiciquiz@gmail.com. Check out the show notes for all the links to the website, how you can donate to the show, and also all the social media links are there as well. Take care, everyone. We will see you next time. We'll go out with some Bonnie.